Royals and Indians. Prior to the game, the Indians unveiled the new Frank Robinson statue in Heritage Park. We'll take it to the top of the first, Eric Hosmer at the plate.
The 1-2 pitch. Check swing, did he go? Appeal at 30. Went! Oh, man, is Hosmer mad. He is at home plate, screaming down at third base, ump David Rackley. Now he is motioning. He's been thrown out of the game. Wow, home plate umpire Bill Welke threw Hosmer out of the game. Ned Yost is going to get run, too. He just got thrown out by Bill Welke. Well, Welke has thrown out more Royals in the first inning than Danny Salazar's gotten out. The pitch swung and blasted. Deep left field, gone! On to the home run ports for Frankie Lindor. Swung out, a bouncing ball up the middle. Diving as Escobar, he has it from his knee, spins, throws. Oh, what a play, and he got Gomes. Oh, my, what a play. Escobar on a ball up the middle, diving towards second, spinning on his knees, throwing from his knees to get Gomes. Swung on, grounded up the middle, base hit center field. Bonifacio scores. Brandon Moss will stop at third, and we've got a tie game. Nick Goody with a fastball slider dealing, and it's swung on, line to short off the glove of Lindor. Ricochets into left center. And the Royals have now scored three and lead the Indians 4-2. Armstrong firing, and the pitch swung on and hammered. Deep right center field, forget about it. And he now makes it 5-2 here today in inning number 9.
Royals win this one 5-2. Jason Vargas improves to 6-3. He goes 5 2/3, 2 runs on 9 hits. Danny Salazar gets the loss, 5 1/3, 3 earned runs, 5 walks. The Indians have now lost 7 of their last 9 games at Progressive Field. Terry Francona and the Indians unable to figure out the Royals on Saturday as they lose 5-2. Here's Francona on the loss.
When you come out of the first inning 1-1, you know, after the way the game started, you feel pretty good about it. But a little bit like yesterday, you know, we score a couple after the third inning, and then, you know, the rest of the game, nothing. I thought it was foul. I got maybe as good a view as anybody, but I saw Sandy react, and Kip kind of reacted too. So there's no reason to, I mean, they're really good about those boundary calls because they want to get it right. So I guess I was hoping maybe it nicked the pole.
Did you think Lindor had a shot at the Escobar's double?
Oh, yeah. I went back and looked at it because it was a weird play. I think he probably lost it a little bit, like whether it's in the shirts or somewhere in the shadows, because he kind of looked like he was going to jump and then didn't need to, and then it looked like it almost took off on him, whether it's knuckling or he didn't see it, but it was an awkward play.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Danny Duffy will take the hill for the Royals. He'll face the Indians' Josh Tomlin.